catch and possession for Dolly Martin is 1. Mm-hmm. Aggregate daily catch for all species is 3. Mm-hmm. So here it's Dolly Martin is the 1, right?
Yeah, that people target, yeah. But yeah. You can get Arctic Railing out there. Just yeah, you can have 2 Arctic Railing, 1 Dolly Martin, or 3 Arctic Railing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Following areas are closed in this park. Perth River fish holes.
Yeah.
Off ice area
brief. Yeah.
Yeah. Off ice area from Margaret Lake upstream to the park boundary.
Mm-hmm. It's all the overwintering areas.
Right. Perth Creek fish holes and there's the Madison Creek.
I forgot the little lick in this one.
Get to know park staff and you look at these brochures, you're like, hang on.
I know that person.
Yeah. Like, that's not a visitor. That's a goddamn visitor experience manager.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Is it Drew or Neil? I never know which one is which.
Drew.
That guy
yeah.
is in all of our brochures. He's
yeah.
like a Calgary, like, I don't know, but he makes these things.
Mm-hmm.
Puts himself in.
Puts himself in them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah there. He's on both sides.
He must get a kick out of that.
Yeah. Like he's on the cover of your map. I think the marketing...
lots of couple shots with other people.
Yeah.
Really funny.
I think the marketing strategy is bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
He's like, he's not a super buff. Like, this theory is only for, like, insane climbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here's a normal man.
Mm-hmm.
Not a giant.
Yeah.
Got a graying beard.
Who's Alex and Michelle on the bird?
What are you trying to say about graying beards?
It's the kind of guest we want to attract here. You're perfect. You're perfect.
Oh, awesome.
I'm getting some gray. I shaved a lot recently. And, yeah. Looking gray.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
I don't have any white patches yet. I definitely have some white hairs, but
yeah. sophisticated.
What's the there was a Just for Men that had like gray built made into it. There was like a Just for Men 50
oh, it only only takes out some of the gray.
Yeah,
a touch of gray.
Not all the gray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only...
Because you can only catch them in some, like, some landlocked lakes here that are...
Dolly Varden or Grayling is the only 2. And Dolly Varden, I'm actually not familiar, so...
They're delicious.
Yeah. Are they, okay, lake trout is kind of spotty. Yeah, okay, Dolly Varden. Mm.
Bigger
red. Is that basically it?
The residents are tiny, but...
Yeah.
Is there another name for them?
Dolly Varden?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, nope, they're called Dolly Varden everywhere. They've been... They're different here, but they're the same species down in D.C. So, okay.
So I thought maybe there was another name for them, like pickerel and walleye or something.
No. These are go to the ocean and be there in the summer and then come back and, like, very similar to salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to confuse them with Arctic char? Or is there no char, Arctic char in here?
No Arctic char here.
Mm-hmm.
I get paranoid about these things.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What if I make a mistake?
We're really only going to catch two things here.
And
Arctic
grayling.
Yeah.
Grayling's another one that a lot of people get all crazy about because of the fight they put up.
Yeah. That's pretty good, though, actually, here, because Arctic grayling here are big.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's good
for, like, they're, so you actually get some good meat off of them.
Yeah.
For cooking. I was actually really surprised how good it tasted. It's just they're hard because they're bony, right?
Mm.
So you have to just spend the time.
Right.
On YouTube.
I'm not very good at this one. I do not fish enough.
I usually resort to baking. Because, yeah, I find.
I usually just try and pull the meat off the bone.
After baking it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because then there's, I find there's less wastage. Unless you're really good, you waste half of it. Why waste half of it?
Neutral cleaning all the bacteria a little bit.